Hello, beautiful. Okay, as you know, Africana Woman with Chulu podcast has been nominated for 2 APVA Awards, Society and Culture and Advocacy and Social Change. Today, which is the 20th of July, 2022, the day this episode has been released, today is the last day of voting. So I had to jump on and say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to vote. I know how busy you are, and I don't take it for granted that you took time out of your busy day and cast a vote. Some people even set a daily reminder to vote, guys. I love you guys. Shout out to Yuna and Delilah. Of course, it would be great to win, but I love that we made it here. This moment of sharing the laughs, the excitement, this has been everything. Thank you again. To all the podcasters in my categories, I am also wishing you the best. Hello, please, guys, go check them out. They are doing some amazing stuff. I must give a special shout out to Afriwetu. Yo, this show is good. Like, good. You have to check it out. She does a deep dive on African peoples. I love it. I actually really love all of them, but Afriwetu is my favorite for sure. Anyway, you guys are amazing. Thank you for voting, and I love you loads. So at Africana Woman, we have a saying, yes, which is know your roots, mm-hmm, grow your purpose. Mm-hmm. And I have my 4 questions for you.
Go on.
All right. So what are you rooted to?
At the moment, this is probably going to be different to what I said before, because yeah, now things have changed. Yeah. I think I'm very much rooted in my community.
Yeah.
And serving and not being too selfish and being selfless. I feel like the moment you do that, you open yourself up to being blessed as well. So when you bless others, you get blessed as well.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. What are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Mm-hmm. So I pray. I try to read the Bible every day. I like to have quiet time, like my alone time, just me. And just to think and just to be still and drinking water, eating properly, having nutrients and my teas and my herbal teas and things like that. That's my thing.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. And then do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
I'm very much OCD in like, I know exactly what's going on with when it comes to my money.
Yeah.
Like I know exactly what's going on. I can track everything. Like I can tell you, okay, this is. And because obviously I do everything electronically. So I track everything. So initially before it used to be very, a very tedious process because I was doing it because I was trying to understand myself and what my spending habits were. So that in itself was a weakness because I was trying to, elevate myself to understand, okay, if I'm able to make better financial decisions, then I'm able to kind of move forward to the next step. So that weakness where I was just like, oh my God, I need to OCD, I need to know everything, have been able to transfer those skills over to my business and transfer those skills over to my friends when they need my help and stuff. So yeah, that might be one of them.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That might be one of them.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. And then what do you know as a certainty?
As a certainty that God is real.
Yeah.
That God is real. Like I can't even, if you don't know it, he lives in all of us. I can see a God in you. I can see a God in me. Like every time I look at you, I feel like I look at myself because there's a part of God in everything, like the wind, the plants, every single person has that part of God in them. And I think it's so important to treat people the same. It's so important to understand that, you know, anyone can be anything and your now doesn't determine your future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative to keep connections and to be kind and to treat people with love and care, mm-hmm. because we all need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.